Log Talk Radio. Apparently my mouth is also manic, but it is a manic Monday. Have we talked about how the stock market is doing? No, we have not, because you can get that information from other places besides Money Girl. You know that, right? Just like you can get a free credit report, things like that. Well, just so you know, Money Girl Manic Monday is brought to you by the Splendificus Foundation, whose focus on community mental health and emotional resilience is a part of their green vision, because if you're healthy, your money is healthy, and community mental health benefits all of us, moving towards a brighter future and helping other people find their Splendificus. All right, so Money Girl is talking about being a healthy green in a digital world. Okay, now last week, you know, Money Girl talked about the absolute drive to a digital central bank currency and what a disaster that is. And it isn't even a new idea. The International Monetary Fund, which drives the U.S.'s fiscal policy, even though they say it's the other way around. If you believe that, there is a bridge, you know, in a borough in a very particular eastern state that I will be willing to sell you. All right. Well, there also used to be one in a park in Boyle Heights, but we won't discuss that. Anyway, how to be green, and we talked about the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. They're driving the U.S. fiscal energy policy, and how does that affect you? It affects you, my friends, because they are doing a war on cash. Now, you've heard me talk about this. You've heard me talk about this in the context of what's going on in the UK. It's being done to people who are banking. What's being done to people who are running small businesses. It is an attack on anyone who has a side hustle. And maybe not just a side hustle. Maybe it's a regular hustle. Maybe it's one of the three or four hustles that you're working, trying to make ends meet in this crazy economy where we have a last year, just in Los Angeles, the inflation rate for December was 5.5% higher than what the Biden administration says it was. By that, I mean it was 9.5%. I'm sorry, 8.5 to 9%. Guess what? That isn't much different than the income tax rate. Not the income tax rate. I'm sorry, the sales tax rate for Angeles County. And New York, by the way, the highest sales taxes in the U.S. So this is what's going on. So it means that your money is worth 10 cents less every month. That dollar, that means that by October, that dollar is in your wallet is valueless. Yeah. And this affects the price of gas, which, if you notice, gas prices are falling, and that is because the future market is controlled by animal spirits, and although it may be costing them less to buy and ship crude, there are certain things coming down that will make it much more difficult to purchase, ship, and refine crude. And that is because there are certain actors in other places that geopolitically impact United States monetary policy, fiscal integrity, and energy security. So, you know, this is not something that Money Girl is just pulling out of the air or out of her backside. Okay. For the record, Money Girl does have, which includes degrees in accounting, in business, and energy. Okay. So this is not just Money Girl going, making some kind of stuff up. No, no, no. Money Girl is a big picture thinker. You know that already. And much like the founder of my alma mater, you try and see things that connect on a global basis. Well, we're talking about how to be healthy, right? This is January. I know some people that, like, people will pay money for a little 20-ounce bottle of juice that has been processed in a specific way right? Because they perceive it's healthier. They're trying to live an organic lifestyle. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can live a healthy lifestyle on a very tight budget, on a shoestring. First and foremost, I'm going to tell you this. Do not buy the things labeled organic. But why, Money Girl? I want to be healthy. First off, for a lot of people, the definition of organic means anything. For a long time, it has not been defined. And actually, the USDA does not really define it. However, if you look for a little yellow, green, and white sticker that says the USDA, it means that they have complied with testing. It means they have complied with a specific amount of spray and buyback. It means that their pesticide levels are at a specific amount, which is very, very, very minimal. But I don't want any pesticides on my fruit. Well, you can wash it. The reality of it is, even under USDA guidelines, nothing is completely pesticide-free. We live in a world where things are airborne. As a matter of fact, if people in Los Angeles were noticing 2 weeks ago, you couldn't even light a fire. You couldn't have a backyard barbecue because the whip was so bad and there were too many particulates in the air, as in parts per million. Yeah. That means there couldn't be more than 2.5 tiny, tiny dust particles in a parcel of air, which is a parcel of air is 1 yard, is defined as a cubic yard, which is 1 yard high, 1 yard wide, right, in three dimensions. That is defined as a parcel. Okay, so they're saying that in that parcel, there could not be more than, you know, 2.5 tiny, tiny specks of dust. I take that back. The level of particulates, which is dust, spores, anything, and they cannot be larger than 2.5 microns. You know, Money Girl's going to have to go look this up again. Talked about it in geology, and all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank. But, you know, living green in a healthy world. Well, this world is not healthy. As a matter of fact, it is the antithesis of healthy. When you can have people slap the word organic on anything, that's just crazy, honestly. It's a war against anything that actually is green, including cash. But, you know, you've heard what Money Girl said about that. And the whole thing, will only criminals will carry cash. That, I told you last week, that whole idea goes back to the 70s. Why should we be basing our monetary policy on a wild hair someone had up their backside in the 1970s? And if you want to talk about this being connected to the Nixon administration, that was from 1968 to 1973. Yeah. Okay. It makes no sense. Why are we basing our monetary, well, okay. You could also say, well, why are we basing our economic models on something that was done 100 years ago, but you know, but the fact of the matter is we are basing our monetary policy, our food policies on things that were put in place nearly 150 years ago, right? 100 years, if little less, 90 years if you're talking about the Farm Bill and food policy and how we fund that and subsidies. If you want to talk about fiscal policy and moving away from cash, that goes back to the 70s. Okay, that's, guess what? That's 50 years ago. Okay, and for all you millennials, that's before you were born. For all you Gen Z, that's way before you were born. Okay, for all you Gen Xers, it's y'all were in diapers. Or maybe not have been born yet, okay? So that's what's going on with that. So back to being green in a digital world. Okay. So this is Money Girl's opinion. But if it says organic, I mean, you look at an apple, does it look like it was made in a lab? Although nowadays with CRISPR technology and genetic splicing and targeted genes and targeted genetic splicing. What is and is not organic is becoming genetics. It's becoming increasingly unclear. Okay, so do you want to buy something because it makes you feel good? Or do you want to buy something because you know it's going to fuel your body, it's going to help you live better, think better, and do better overall? And stay inside your budget. Yeah, Money Girl mentioned the B word, and I've been saying, oh, budgeting is so boring, it's so hard. No, it isn't. You get a couple envelopes. Yeah. I'm talking about the envelope method. There's the snowball method. There's the baseline method. Many girls talked about that. But this time I'm talking about how do you manage your food? How do you manage your food budget? Well, if you know someone and they are getting SNAP, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. There are certain farmers markets, Santa Monica being one of them, where you can go and you can swipe your little SNAP card and they will give you an extra 10%. You get these little tokens, you use your tokens, and you can buy things like tomato plants. So I want to grow my own tomatoes. Most people want to grow their own tomatoes because what is sold in the stores is absolute garbage. It is tasteless. It is flavorless. It was designed to be shipped from Florida and Canada to the West Coast or Texas or wherever it is, right? It is not designed to come in from your backyard and sit on the counter and be, oh, no. It is designed for convenience of packing and shipping, not for taste. It's designed so that and that's why you will now see some clusters of cherry tomatoes still on the vine. Because they're trying to convince you that it's fresh. If you go look at that stem, it is anything but fresh. It is anything but green. There is no water pumping through that to keep those things, to keep the fruit And yes, tomatoes are a fruit. No, please do not drink ketchup as a smoothie. Okay? It's simply, oh, yeah. Guess what? You can buy with your SNAP card, with your SNAP benefits, you can buy tomato plants, you can buy a fruit tree, you can buy a raspberry vine. Okay, if you walk into Costco and you see these fruit trees in the back, you can put those on there. Why? Because it produces an agricultural product. It produces food that you can turn around and eat. And if you're like Ron Finley, you know, he, and I've done the math, okay? Ron Finley, for those who do not know, is an artist, activist, and a master gardener. And he is working to fight food insecurity in a food desert, which is where he lives. He has to go quite a ways to find produce that is healthy, that is not treated, that doesn't look like the three sad bananas left in 7-Eleven. Okay. That's what I mean. So you can go to a farmer's market and you can get produce and you can buy plants that will produce, and you can put them in a little, in a bright sunny window. You can put them out on your patio if you have a patio. If you have a balcony, you can put it in a balcony, okay? And there are varieties that will produce in a limited amount of space, okay? So, anyway, Ron Finley will say that growing your own food is like coining your own money, that you get 50 times more than what you into it. You get 50 times more produce than what you expend. I will tell you that is true for green beans. For corn, not so much, although I don't know anyone who's growing corn on their porch or patio or containerized, because corn doesn't really work real well that way. That being said, so growing your own produce, and of course, what do they go for? Plastic straws. Give up plastic straws. Well, think about it. If you're giving up plastic straws, what are you giving up to get that plastic straw? You are foregoing whatever fast food emporium is selling an overpriced beverage because it actually is part of their profit model, because beverages, okay, it's the cost of the syrup, the cost of the water in California is highly subsidized. And then everything else is pure profit. Okay. So saying, oh, give up straws. Learn to heat the human being, which is going back to heating the human and not the house. You know what that is? You remember when your mother said, if you're cold, put on a sweater? Yeah, that. Put a sweater on, learn as much as possible. Now, it may be that it's easier for you to go to some communities actually have community gardens. We have, if you want to get together with three or four of your buddies, you can get a plot at the Learning Garden at Santa Monica College. Go and check that out. Sorry, all the apologize for that. But Money Girl does want to remind you that the Splendificus Foundation is a sponsor of this show. Not a sponsor per se, but they do provide the platform where I come to you every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, live. Okay. So a shout out to Splendificus. Okay, so going back to saving money, use low energy appliances. Now, this works if you are living in your own home. If you are in an apartment, you're stuck with what the landlord gives you. Okay, but to try and find other ways to use your appliances carefully and intelligently. If you want to be a good steward, don't leave the water run. Water is a precious, limited resource. Water is scarce. Unless you're going, no water's not scarce. We have gotten so much rain here. Well, where Money Girl is, that's not the case. Even liquid sunshine is not the case. And so Money Girl has had to learn to approach water as something to be cared for, to be safeguarded. And there are some places where they would consider water to be treated as a human being, as something with rights. Okay. So what we've talked about putting on a sweater, heating yourself, not the entire house, eating organic, learning to grow your own, giving up plastic straws. Now, using cloth napkins. I will tell you that cloth napkins were the norm up until now. They're considered sort of an upper class thing. So we have cloth napkins. Why? So that we can just wash them and reuse them. Okay, so let me break this down for you. If I am washing and reusing cloth napkins, how many napkins does it take to do a full load of laundry so that you're not wasting resources? It takes quite a bit. We're talking like 60 people. Okay, so 60 meals with napkins, washed, dried, at $5 a load. Okay, so all of a sudden, the $1.25 bag of paper napkins looks like a bargain. Anyway, we are running out of time. I just wanted to let you know, please tune in next week. That will be February, and we'll be talking about Singles Awareness Day and how to survive Singles Awareness Day. You know that thing on the 14th, it's an excuse to hit people up for chocolate. Anyway, so next Monday, February 5th, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and until I'll catch you on the flip side.